Winston Churchill is known for being the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom during World War II and helping lead the Allied powers to victory. But in addition to being a statesman, Churchill was also an accomplished amateur artist. Now, 11 of his paintings are on display at Heather James Fine Art in Jackson through September 15th, and on Tuesday there will be a reception for the exhibit. Churchill's great-grandson Duncan Sands is attending the reception. He spoke with me about what led Churchill to paint.
By his own account, he had almost zero interest, if not zero interest, in art or anything artistic before the age of 40. And he had had a meteoric rise as an author, a politician, as an officer in the British Army. And he then had this massive fall that took place in 1915 at the beginning of the First World War. And having been sacked from his job, he fell into this Great Depression. And one day he was walking in the garden of the house that he had that summer of 1915, brooding about the war, getting worked up about how badly the government was running things and feeling that perhaps he could do it better. And his sister-in-law was painting. And she suddenly wondered whether painting might be the way to get him out of this awful spiraling depression that he was in. And so she suggested to him that he might try with the children's paints. He did. He seemed to enjoy it. And so they set him up with oil paints. And 45 years later, he had completed more than 500 canvases.
As his great-grandson, what do you see when you look at these paintings?
I think what strikes me the most from them, they're very vibrant. There's a lot of bright colors. There was a lot of enjoyment and fun that went into deciding what he was going to paint and into completing them. And I think that what I feel when I see them is someone who was just in a moment of great happiness when he was standing there with his paints with a canvas before him.
How would you describe his style?
He's definitely sort of post-impressionist. The impressionists were a great influence on him, and during the times that he spent in the 1920s and 30s, in particular in the south of France, he would often come across followers of people like Cézanne. If you look at his early paintings when he was painting water, what you discover is that he painted the water in very long brush strokes. And one of the things that he learned from a group of post-impressionist painters was how to do water in a different way, to bring it alive. And you'll find that in his later paintings, really from the sort of 1930s onwards, that his water is done in what he described as these small strokes, which enabled the water to seem as though there was movement, whereas the long strokes that he had done previously just showed as though the water was flat and calm. And so this new way of doing it brought life to the water. And one of the things that's interesting is just how fascinated he clearly was by water, because water appears in so many of his paintings. A lot of people ask me about what professional instruction and tuition he had for painting. And the answer is almost zero.
Other world leaders, I'm thinking of George W. Bush for one, have turn to art as a respite from their work. Is there a certain special sort of fascination that you think people have with the art that comes from people known for politics or for other things?
I think what's interesting is that Winston Churchill took up painting while he was still an active politician. President Eisenhower, took up painting, encouraged by Churchill. He wrote to Churchill after he retired from the army and told him that he had taken up your hobby of painting in my own miserable way. But he painted during office as well, whereas George W. Bush took up painting after he left office. I think that perhaps what painting provides for people who've been at the top of political life is the ability to do something in which they're totally in control. They're used when they've been a president or a prime minister to being able to give orders and see things done. And I think that when you leave that position, it's very difficult to find a role that, or you know, does anything to do where you actually, you know, have that same amount of sort of decisive power, if you will. But I think that when you're painting, you are literally creating. And you make the decisions and you see the decisions implemented. So I think that there is a parallel between political power and painting.
Duncan Sands is the great-grandson of Winston Churchill. He'll be at Heather James Fine Art in Jackson September 11th for a reception of an exhibition of Winston Churchill's paintings. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.